You're listening to an edited version of the live Voices of Montana statewide radio program. Find us on Facebook and subscribe for further podcasts wherever you get your audio on demand. I'm Tom Schultz, host of the program. Thanks for joining us, and please feel free to contact me at studio@voicesofmontana.com.
Can't think of a better thing to do. Perfect day for 406 and perfect time of the year for it. And how about Lincoln County? There are some tow rope heroes to highlight here today and even going into tomorrow. Welcome, land of the logger, land of the miner, and maybe the land of a mysterious, hairy, but pretty shy anthropod named Sasquatch. I don't know. I'll keep my eye out, though, okay? And welcome. It's from Montana for Montana. Today, the tow rope tour in Libby, Montana on Voices.
It's time for the fastest hour in radio. From Montana for Montana, Voices of Montana with Tom Schultz. Call in today at 866-627-5483 or text your comment or question to 781-627-5483. Now, a big fan of pad thai, it's Tom Schultz.
How'd you know that?
I'm
a big fan of food right in front of me, as a matter of fact. Hey, welcome here. A lot of people to highlight as we are on day one of our third tow rope tour. It's Libby, Montana today, and it's beautiful. It really is up here. We've got some fires to talk about, the South Yak. I think that's at like 9,300 here this morning, and we saw some fire crews engaged in fire camp on the way up here yesterday. So first of all, thank you to all the fire workers out there, and as the loggers as well, because they have come off the logging line and gone to the fire lines for this time of year. Also, our condolences and our thoughts and prayers, people on Finley Point. I think there was some houses burned in that fire there as well. It's just a very critical time of year. And so thanks to all those tow rope heroes on the fire lines. Tom Schultz here. We are live at the Kootenai River Country Visitor Center. Really a cool place. And we're highlighting some tow rope heroes here from the land of the logger, from the land of the miner. And Jessica, have you seen any Sasquatch around here?
I have, on a few buildings around here. It's even on a few light posts.
On a few buildings. Okay, mm-hmm. I thought you were going to say you have out there in the wild, but you're keeping it to yourself.
Yeah, that's kind of my own little secret.
Yeah. Well, that's cool. It is, yeah. Actually, you're a photographer. If you saw a Sasquatch out there, you would just snap, 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 snap.
Absolutely.
You? Yeah. And then you'd be famous after that.
That would be a great thing.
Yeah. Hey, thanks for being here. I caught up with Jessica this morning. She's Jessica McCrimmon. She's a freelance photographer. It's Jay Lynn Photography. So J.LYNNE.
It's Jessica Lynn.
Jessica Lynn Photography. Thank mm-hmm. you. I just abbreviated that. It's cool. And so you do some work for the Libby Chamber, and you're returning some photos. Really mm-hmm. nice. And you have a tow rope hero story to tell, because you were out in the woods, maybe hunting for Sasquatch. I don't know. But talk about that. Somebody really lent it. It's a perfect tow rope hero story.
So, I was actually, one of my girlfriends came up from Florida, and she wanted to see all of Montana that it had to offer. She just got a little bit more than she bargained for that day. We went up on Mount Baldy, and we were coming back down. It was during the spring snow, so of course, it's a little bit harder to tell where there's slush and where there's ice. We had made it up the hill, had come back down, and got about a third of the way down when, unfortunately, we hit a patch of ice and slid over, luckily, into a ditch. Not off the road, luckily.
Oh, yeah.
However, there was no getting that truck out. She and I are both from Florida, and so we'd been stuck in mud and sand and every other substance just about, but we tried sticks, we tried rocks, we tried the rubber mats, pulling them out of the car, trying to put them under the tires. Nothing was getting that truck out. Yeah. So I told her, well, we've got about 23 miles to walk, so we better get started.
Oh, gosh. Well, good for you for recognizing here's where we're at. I better get going, huh?
Exactly. Yeah. And we did have survival gear with us,
so good.
We were prepared for that. We could have lasted two nights, but didn't want to.
Former career in law enforcement probably taught you that, huh?
A little bit of survival, yes, sir. Yeah. However, when we started walking down, we walked about 12 miles before we finally found somebody that would stop on the side of the road. And this is 9:30 at night, so it is dark already. And thank heavens for this hero in my mind. His name is Ken. Ken and Renee own the Seven Seeds Coffee Shop in Libby, Montana. Great place to grab a cup of coffee. But Ken and his littler son, Ben, were on their way back from being out in the woods themselves and graciously stopped on the side of the road for me and my friend Elisa and our dog. and took all three of us back to town. And then not only that, but the next day went back up with his F-350 and towed our truck out.
Wow.
And it was very, very stuck, to say the least. It took a lot of towing, even almost 40 feet of dragging in the ditch before he got it out.
Went up there with an F-350, and so you were actually in some kind of trouble there. It could have been. I mean, that's a long walk, too.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Especially with wildlife coming out at that time of night, too. So a lot of things were going through our minds. Not that we weren't prepared for some of them, but it was definitely – we needed it at that moment.
What? How do you process that story now when you look back and you think about what they were able to do for you? Not only, we saw you, we'll give you a ride somewhere. Thanks a lot. See you later. They took the next step and even the next step to get mm-hmm. you out.
They really did. I truly am grateful. I've always enjoyed Seven Seeds, but hadn't really gotten to know them quite as well before that, and absolutely loved it. It turned out to be a wonderful story. Renee is amazing. She's a sweetheart as well. And I actually have to give Seven Seeds some more props as well, because during the pandemic, when everybody was really starting to get worried about COVID and masks, and a lot of churches and businesses had to close down, and Ken and Renee kept Seven Seeds open after hours
wow.
every single night for prayer. And they called it Faith Above Fear. And it was just remarkable to see an entire community kind of come together and people come out just to physically be in the presence of others and say that we're going to face this together and we're going to rise above it. And they just are two very remarkable people in this community.
Ken and Renee. So you're nominating them as Total Rope Heroes?
Absolutely. Ken and Renee Crandall.
Ken and Renee Crandall. What if they win that zero-turn bad boy mower and you don't?
Happy for them.
Yeah.
A much bigger yard.
Yeah. That's cool. Okay. So thank you, Jessica McCrimmon, for that. It's Jessica Lynn Photography. And come up here to Libby, Montana. A lot of good photography opportunities up here. What are you working on lately?
A lot of the Cabinet Mountains, as well as getting into some of the different waterfalls that people want to see more, like the Libby Falls, which a lot of people don't even know exists in Libby. They just think of the Kootenai Falls.
Yeah.
But there is actually a Libby Falls as well, which is absolutely beautiful. A little more treacherous to get to, but it's a lot of fun.
So cool. Thank you so much for doing that and just stopping in and giving us that story. It's really cool. And again, congratulations. I mean, Ken and Renee from Seven Seeds Coffee. I'd like to meet those guys too.
They are phenomenal. You should definitely go grab a cup of coffee.
I will. Definitely will. All right. That's Jessica McCrimmon here. We are on our tow rope tour brought to you by Mountain Health Co-op, reminding you that special enrollment period for health coverage extends to 2021. For 2021 has been extended until August 15th. So they've got plans out there. They're going to be right for you. MountainHealth.coop. Just give them a call. Mountain Health Co-op, providing quality, affordable health plans for Montana and celebrating connections in the 406. I see that Vince Backen, the captain, has showed up here. That's good. We've got the superintendent here as well on the tow rope tour, and it's Ron Goodman. Ron, thanks for coming in. Good to see you. How are you?
I'm doing well. It's my privilege to be here.
You were nominated as a tow rope hero. You stepped into a role as superintendent of Libby Public Schools at a very difficult time, right? How did you manage getting the kids and the parents and the teachers and the staff and yourself through this last pandemic?
Well, I guess I'd love to say it was something that I did, but I really don't.
Superhuman stuff, right?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. No, it really wasn't anything that I did. I would say the foundation of everything that we did was based on what we feel was the best interest for kids. And so that being said, I didn't have to stand in front of kids, and I didn't have to, I had one of the safest jobs in the district. I sat behind my desk and did my thing. The teachers, the paraprofessionals, the cooks, the custodians, those are the people who had to work with kids. And I just think they really valued what education does in lives. I think we have to really step back and think about that. And so they valued that, and they came to school. There wasn't one staff person that stayed out because is objecting. So
I think this last year, and I, I have talked with, I have some family or teachers in my family as well. I thought this last year was going to be probably the most difficult year, at least the most unique year that teachers are going to have ever gone through, not to mention the students themselves. Give us a perspective of, you talked about the teamwork that comes together, but there's frustration that goes along with that at times too. And so they need a little bit of encouragement, or they need a door opened here or there to accomplish their goals.
Yeah. I think one of the most difficult things was coming to agreement on how to do it. I think everybody understands that there's a polarization as far as understanding what's the best thing to do. Was it going to be best to keep masks on, not masks on, be in school, not in school, hybrid model, all those things. And so I think that whole issue of being able to come together, I think that was probably the most difficult. We had a really great team of people that came together and just kind of represented each other. And so that whole issue of being able to put the needs of students together in front of everybody else, I think, was a big issue.
And that was your main job, wasn't it?
Yeah, I would say so. And I you have to find common ground. That's the big issue. You don't get to say, this is what I think. And being able to do that, and like I said, some of the leadership, they're part of our COVID team. Everybody had different perspectives. But to be able to come together and say we all can agree on that, I think that's the magic right there.
Ron Goodman is with us, the superintendent of Libby Public Schools, as we're here highlighting Tow Rope Heroes in Lincoln County and in Libby, Montana. What's your perspective, Ron, on maybe what was lost and how you make that up, but also what was gained through this last year?
Yeah. Well, what was lost is we know that the number one issue in education is time, and we lost 3 months from the spring before, and I would say in grades 1 and 2 and probably 3, those are in my mind most vulnerable grades.
Yeah.
We know that we lost the most. Trying to recover that is an issue of replacing the time. So summer school, we already had summer school at the beginning of the summer, and we're going to be starting at the elementary school next week.
That's interesting. I've not heard every community adopt that approach.
It is time. Yeah. It is time. Whether you learn to play the piano, whether you learn to play basketball, baseball, whether you're learning to do anything, time is the biggest variable. So we have to replace that time.
And then, what did educators and students maybe gain from this? Because we always look for a silver lining.
We gained some calluses, I'll tell you that much, some tough skin.
Yeah.
Especially from the administrative standpoint, the administrators and all, the district, it was kind of hard threading that needle. So what did we gain? I think I just have to say again, that whole issue of when those kids left and they came back after 6 months, what I can tell you is the amount of learning that was lost, if there wasn't learning loss that took place, I think we'd all have to reevaluate how important our jobs are.
Yeah.
But we saw kids come back from school to school, and obviously some kids came back just fine. But there are a lot of kids that were significantly, learning loss was pretty significant.
Yeah, and we'll be examining that for years to come, I know.
Yeah.
Throw some names out there. And I know you're going to miss a few, so you're hesitant to kind of let's start by thanking everybody.
Yes.
And then who are some Tow Rope Heroes who helped Libby Public Schools, Superintendent Ron Goodman, and everybody else through this last year?
Yeah. Well, I'm just going to throw the school administrators first. Jim Germany, Ruth Van Hurth Rogers, Andrew Steiger, Brittany Katzer stepped in. Administration, I want to say the beginning of the year, we met almost every Sunday,
wow,
trying to figure out how to cover classes. Are we going to be able to stay open? So on that, I'm just going to say a big, big thanks to that bunch of people that were part of that team. The other one, Jennifer McCauley. She was our county health department leader, and she was a wealth of information for us. She stuck with us through some tough stuff, and I really appreciate that. Then I'm also gonna throw in one group, and I can't.
Got 10 seconds.
Name their names. We had a large group of compromised teachers who have compromised immune systems.
Oh yeah.
They walked in the classroom not knowing what's going to happen, not knowing what this is going to do. They came in and they said, "We're going to do this because it's important."
Thanks. I do have stories to tell a bit later on. Patty Rambo is going to join us along with Tricia Stacy. She's the president of the Kootenai River Stampede, the PRCA Rodeo. which took place this last weekend. People were hungry for it. A lot of people showed up. Tom Schultz back here. Voices of Montana is live in Libby, Montana for the Tow Rope Tour at the Kootenai River Country Visitor Center. Everywhere you look around the City of Eagles, there are huge sculptures of eagles, which is pretty darn cool, huh, Tammy?
Yes.
It is, isn't it? Tammy Brown is with us, and she is... you were nominated as a tow rope hero by the Libby Chamber, the 2020 Volunteer of the Year, and a lot of that is because this Christmas for Kids program, Tammy, was you looked back at this last year and said, this is not the year for this program to go away.
Correct. This is a poverty-stricken area to begin with, and with the pandemic going on, the original people who did the program had to step back for personal reasons, so I stepped up. It wasn't really me. It's the community that did it. I was just the voice for it.
Yeah. Well, and then talk about some of those community members then who said, Tammy, thank you for knocking on my door. Here's something for you.
All the businesses seem to have stepped up with just an abundance of donations. And then we had retired school teachers. We had 4-H Club. I had Kayla. Kayla was my right hand. She kind of organized a lot of it for me, and I was just really appreciative, and it worked out really well. We did 312 families.
That's a lot. Yeah. 312 families. So that's not 312 gifts. That's 312 families, right?
Correct, correct.
How did you we kind of talked a bit about why you took it on, but if I was to ask you just flat out, why did you take this on?
It wasn't the year to not have a Christmas for these kids. A lot of people were already jobless, and so many more were losing their jobs because of the pandemic, and it just wasn't fair for our children, and that's where we got the name Our Kids. You know, it's our kids that did it, and it definitely took a village to make the Our Kids program.
It's really cool, and it must have been encouraging that the village stepped up, too.
Oh, it was amazing.
Yeah. So when you decided to do this, and did you anticipate you were going to fill the need for 312 families?
No, actually, I started it 40. I had 45 days to complete it.
Wow, really?
And once again, I can't thank the community enough. I wish the community was here telling their stories about it, not me. I own a little restaurant here in town, Diane's Restaurant.
Diane's Restaurant, okay.
And everybody just flocked in there with toys and money and, you know, handouts to help wrap. I had five or six ladies that came every day to wrap. Each kid got a want and a need. Plus, they all got toothbrushes and soccer balls and footballs on top of their other gifts that they were treated very well, and it wasn't by me. Once again, it was by the community.
The kindness of the community comes through at this time, yeah. Going forward, what do you anticipate for this next year? I mean,
I've already taken in quite a few toy donations. Of course, I anticipate having probably more children this year. I hope to... Yeah. Continue to do this. I am actually having a problem with my 401c. The IRS seems to be backed up a little bit, but that's okay. I've got one we can work under. That's not a problem. Just drop by Diane's with any donation so we're not stuck 45 days. So.
Yeah, that's good. Okay, we can put the call out there for a Tow Rope Hero. A little bit of trouble with the IRS, I guess, maybe getting that 401c3 approved?
They're backlogged from because of all the grants and the loans and the, you know, everything, again, wraps around the pandemic.
But you can go forward. I was looking for a Tow Rope Hero who might be able to help you in that regard. The call is out there for other Tow Rope Heroes to help because Christmas is right around the corner.
It is actually right around the corner. Yeah. I can't believe it's already August 2nd. We don't have much time.
Tammy, thank you so much for putting in that effort. You blessed a lot of kids this last year.
Thank you. And families. Thank you for having me.
Tammy Brown here, a Tow Rope Hero. We are on the Tow Rope Tour here in Libby, Montana, on Voices of Montana. Next, Captain Vince Backen is going to join us. Let's grab some headlines and back with more here in just a bit.
No, don't do that.
Welcome back here, Libby, Montana, Tow Rope Tour. We're in Kalispell, tomorrow at Glacier Bank downtown. A lot of folks to highlight there as well. We'll be in Missoula for a couple of shows at Paradise Falls at 9 a.m. That's a statewide show. And then we're here at 1 o'clock in Missoula, so we're going to be out to lunch at 1 o'clock. Love to see you there as well all across the network. I spoke with Captain Vince back in a little while ago and was just fascinating, Captain. Number one, I love calling you Captain.
Yes.
Is that okay? Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, you get that, don't you?
Yeah.
But a merchant marine, and then you started refurbishing a lot of buildings here in Libby, Montana. Why'd you do that?
Well, I think it's important if you have a complaint, if you're going to complain about your town, and you might as well do something about it without asking, just go do it. Whatever your complaint is, go do it. Make your country, make your city or town or village better. Just do it.
So you heard people saying, was it particular buildings, or Libby's starting to get run down? And
several buildings right downtown where tourists come through and where businesses or people that might want to start up would look at it, and they were dilapidated, broken windows, no paint, just horrible shape. And me and my family, my kids kept talking about it for about 5 years and said, let's just buy those things and fix them up and see what happens.
That's an endeavor.
That's an endeavor.
Yeah.
It's very worthwhile, though. I recommend anybody who has a complaint to address their complaint and fix it.
And then were you a handyman to start with? Now, I kind of want to talk about your adventures as a merchant marine as well, because there's a lot, I think, that we can learn from that. But were you a handyman of any sort?
Well, yeah, when you go to sea, there's no tow trucks out there. There's no garages. So when you break down, you have to fix it yourself. So you'll do everything. You know, from anything. You got to get home. You can't just die out there. So you have to be hands-on and eager to get it done, to get home.
So you weren't afraid of this. Figured if you don't know, you'll learn what you don't know. Talked about it for a while. Launched into the first project. What was the first project?
First project was the hostel, a rundown home on the river. And we bought it, and we said, let's have a hostel, because there are no hostels in Libby. In fact, when I asked the city council to put a hostel in, I'm not kidding you, they said, what's a hostel? But yeah. So I could talk all forever about a hostel. Hostel is important for a town because it's an inviting place for strangers. And people know it. It's where you go and where you're going to find instant community, not like sitting in a hotel and wondering, what am I going to do? The hostel is the event. It is the community that you bring with you with the other people at the hostel. It's very important for every community to have a hostel.
Is it? And you're operating that hostel? Or did you sell it? Are you operating
it? No, I operate it. Yeah.
You're operating
it? Yeah, we operate it.
So you built it, and it's in the family still, and now you're operating it?
Operating it.
Yeah.
There's a reason for us operating it is because we just want to break even so that we could use the money to put back in and put back in. If we were to, you know, do a return on investment proposition, it'd be a failure.
Yeah. Yeah, right, yeah. What was Vince Backen is with us here. We're in Libby, Montana, Tow Rope Tour. Got a couple of minutes. So the hostel's pretty cool. People can come and stay there. You also created a bunkhouse. You got a gym going on as well, huh?
So next one was a gym. We found that Libby has a health club for the rich and famous. And we said, well, why isn't there a gym for the not rich and famous and for the kids and teenagers to go to work out, exercise, instead of walking around the streets? Boom, my son opens up a 20,000 square foot boxing facility, and then we put in the weights, and we put in the machines, and we put in a bouldering wall. We did all these things, a dance floor. The Amish kids come down 200 of them at a time and dance for free. So it's another great community thing, and we got to clean up a building that was on Main Street, right in your face.
20,000 square feet's no small thing. Yeah. So, And then talk about this bunkhouse as well, because it's for tourists and firefighters as well.
Right. Then there was the Merck Building, which was probably the ugliest building in town. It was built in 1915 at the heyday of Libby, when Libby was a prospering, great little village to live in. And it ran down. So we said, let's clean that up. We didn't know what we were going to do with it. Let's just clean it up, and it will decide what it's going to be. So once we cleaned it up, that part looked like a bookstore, put a bookstore in it. That part looked like an event center down below, because there's none here. That's what we made it. And then the backside of the north part of the building, that looks like a bunkhouse for firemen. And so we did it. It just kind of came around. Now the firemen, when they need a break or a rest, can come and stay there for free. Get a shower, stay cool, get a bunk, and relax.
And you did it because you just love this town.
Because I love the town. That's the main reason. Love the town.
Yeah. Thank you for doing that. You know, you got to love people too, right?
Love the people. Love the town.
Yeah.
Love the town. The town is the people, not the buildings.
You're right. Yeah. Yeah. Good to meet you. I'm going to keep your phone number handy because I hear you can tell a mean joke every now and again.
A very mean joke.
Yep. I got
Thank
that
one
done. Thank you, Vince. Appreciate that. We'll be back with more. We are here live at the Kootenai River Country Visit for the Tow Rope Tour in Libby, Montana on Voices of Montana.
Voices of Montana continues right after this.
You're listening to a podcast from the live Voices of Montana radio show. Be sure to check out the full podcast page at voicesofmontana.com for a full listing of all our programs. We've been covering Montana issues for more than 20 years. Thanks for listening today.
Great to have you joining us here today. Great to be in Lincoln County, Libby, Montana. I know we've got some fire concerns. We talked about that, updated the South Yak fire at 9,300 acres. Got a little smoke in this area, a little smoke in a lot of areas in Montana. I appreciate all the work of the firefighters, and I hope you're all taking extra care with our conditions out here. Tom Schultz, Tow Rope Tour in Libby, Montana. Kalispell tomorrow at Glacier Bank downtown. Looking forward to talking with Tanya Horn. She's the executive director of the Flathead Warming Center. Got a story to tell there. Jane Emmert, director of Assist. We also have Taylor Salmi, Hope for Harley Foundation. So that goes on tomorrow, Wednesday. We will be in Missoula, but great to be here in Libby. And Patty Rambo joins us, the president of the Kootenai River Stampede, which is the PRCA rodeo that's been going on for 18 years, Patty. That just seems like it's no small amount of time, huh?
Well, it's I go clear back to the 80s when it was the Kennelty Ranch Rodeo.
Oh.
And then I was out of town for 30 years, and I've been back. And Tricia right here is our rodeo secretary as well as our Kootenai River Stampede secretary. But she is the heart of the entire thing. She's the only reason that we have the rodeo in Libby, because as a rodeo secretary, she was at the national finals at the convention, and she saw that Libby was not scheduled. And so she called the old committee and to see why they weren't on the schedule, and they said that they had decided to step down. So Tricia gathered up Brent Jordan, our rodeo announcer, our stock contractor, John Smith. Brent came from Livingston, John came from Billings, and Tricia lives 5 hours into Washington, south of Omak. She drives that 5 hours one way at least once a month to keep this rodeo alive. And so anyway, they drove from those cities through the worst ice storm in the history of recent history around. And I didn't even want to drive across town to the meeting, let alone what they had to drive through. So anyway, that initiated the initial meeting of this current organization.
Which put the rodeo on, which was held this last weekend. Tricia Stacy is who you're referencing here, right next door to us. Thank you, Tricia, for being here 18 years as the secretary of this committee. How have you seen this rodeo progress? Because I understand, and you were there this last week, this last weekend, pretty good turnout, huh?
It was a great turnout. It was great.
It's got to make you feel good.
Yeah.
How did it get to be a great turnout when you started? I mean, 18 years ago to today, things change, right?
Yep, we've had our ups and downs, and we just keep plugging along. And
what's the hardest part of that job?
Just getting out and getting the word out and getting the support and the sponsorship. And
just getting people excited about it over and over. Let's talk about this rodeo this last weekend. How would you say it fared? I mean, it's a professional rodeo. Did you have it last year?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
One of the only ones.
One of the only ones. One of the few. Yeah. So you continued. It's continuously going on here. Talk about the response. Were the people happy to be out again? And what about the contestants?
Yeah. It was great. the
crowd was very enthusiastic. There was full pack stands, and they were very very, very enthusiastic and glad we were there.
Patty Rambo, this thing started, as we talked about, 18 years ago. You're the current president of the Kootenai River Stampede. By four women on a hospital board, is that right?
I think that part goes back even farther. There was, my understanding, there was four women on the hospital auxiliary. And they felt that they needed a fundraiser. And like I said, Kennelties used to have the ranch rodeo way back in the 80s. And when they retired, there was no rodeo in town for many, many, many years. And so they thought, oh, we need a rodeo. Well, none of them knew anything about rodeo. And they ended up borrowing chutes from Kalispell and arena panels from someplace else. And they were dragging stands from the high school and all over, wherever they could gather stuff. And the stock contractor was extremely helpful in advising them and everything. But anyway, the Jamie Hill's part basically evolved out of their efforts, clear back when.
It's amazing.
Yeah.
That it carries forward, you know, mm-hmm. that they created something that people wanted.
Yep.
And then maintain that. So let me ask you, I'll go back to Tricia and Stacy, who is your tow rope hero through all of this? You've been a part of this board for quite a while. As secretary, so you're taking the notes, you know what people are saying, probably handling a little bit of the money here and there. Who is your, one of your, or two, what, if I ask you who's your tow rope hero, who comes to mind?
Patty. Because I couldn't do it without her. I mean, I'm a part of it, yeah, but she and I work great together and make it happen. So.
Why is she your tow rope hero?
Because she's with me through thick and thin. And
yeah. Okay, Patty, who's your tow rope hero? And you can't say Trish because she stole that one from you. You could say it, but it doesn't count.
I have a love of rodeo. I have the desire for this to happen. I don't have the capabilities to make it happen mm-hmm. without Trish. I mean, her expertise, her timing, her knowing what needs to be done when. I can go do it if I know to do it. But and I was born and raised here, so this is my town. I want this to be top-notch professional rodeo. I want it to be high-class entertainment. I want the cowboys to be able to make an honest living. I just want what's good for the community, as does Tricia. And so we just work really hard for the love of the sport.
Yeah. And this is why you guys are total heroes. This is, keeping this thing going. People just love it. They appreciate it. I know, especially in Montana. And you have to drive 5 hours one way to get here, Trish.
I'd live here if I could.
Yeah, right. Yeah. Yeah. Maybe your car drives that road itself anymore.
Yeah.
Huh? Yeah. Yeah. Thank you guys for being here. Appreciate that.
Thank
you for being
so
total
much.
Heroes.
Thank
appreciate
you.
It.
Yep. We are going to take a short break. Celebrating connections in the 406 today with Mountain Health Co-op. Proud sponsor of the Tow Rope Tour, providing access to quality health coverage and one-of-a-kind member benefits, dental and vision exam reimbursements. This is a member-owned health insurance company, low-cost prescriptions. Discover the co-op difference. Mountain Health Co-op, covering you when it counts. We'll take a break, and we'll come on back with more here. Tow Rope Tour in Living. All right, welcome back. Tom Schultz alongside Tow Rope Tour, as I mentioned. Kalispell tomorrow. It's 9 to, actually, we'll be doing some drop-ins, too, so 9 to noon, 9 o'clock, and we're at Paradise Falls on Wednesday in Missoula, and then 1 o'clock at Out to Lunch. We're here in Libby today, the Kootenai River Country Visitor Center. Love looking around this town. I mean, there's a lot of pride in it. It's the city of eagles. I've not necessarily seen a Sasquatch, but perhaps Gary has. Gary, is it still just rumor, or maybe you roommated with one?
Well, no, but you see the signs everywhere, so I know they're out there somewhere, but I haven't had any sightings myself.
Okay, you're keeping them to yourself.
Exactly.
There's this whole Sasquatch society out there that are out there drinking beers with these hairy animals in the wild, and you're part of it, right?
Exactly.
Okay,
yes.
I got you. Gary Felstead is with us here. I want to talk about Dinner on the Diamond in just a bit, but there's some other tow rope heroes that were nominated that we want to talk about. Manahan's Furniture is one of them. They've been a real dynamic business in this area for a long time. They just recently, 12 blocks, both sides of Main Street,
Pete refurbished some Christmas wreaths, and that just spruces up the town like crazy. Rose R's, another one nominated, local business. They made an important impact with their customer service skills during the pandemic, especially shifting gears. Northwest Community Health Center, another one of those that's nominated here because of their exceptional medical care. I want to talk about Dr. Brad Black as well. My friend Senator Mike Cuff up in the Eureka area tells a story about how Dr. Brad Black years ago went out of his way, and everybody I've talked to since then, Gary, has said this is the kind of guy he is to care for this this community.
Absolutely. And you hear his name mentioned, and everybody knows that there's a deep commitment to the community and to the county and to all the surrounding area in Lincoln County.
He couldn't make it today. He had family commitments there, but he appreciated the recognition, and as much as everybody here appreciates his professionalism and as an inspiration, as is Alyssa Ramirez, the Lincoln County Library Executive Director and Libby Chamber Treasurer. She couldn't make it today, too, but I was looking forward to talking with her because as the Chamber nominated her, she's one of those people, you know, just got that energy, just organizes people to get together, get on this project, get on that project. Here, I got an idea for you. You ought to be over here.
Exactly. And, you know, in the Chamber here is very active and doing a lot of things to bring people to community and create some excitement and energy. And my hat's off to them for everything they do to help the community of Libby and the surrounding area.
Mine too. And my thanks to Miranda Cravens, who's with the Chamber here, who helped and allowed us to come in here. And we're outside for the first time in a long time. You know, it's kind of cool.
A little smoky, but it's beautiful. It's not so hot today, so it's great.
Dinner on the Diamond. This, as Taylor is telling me, I mean, there's a lot goes into it, and what comes out of it is a huge, huge feed for a good cause.
Yes, it is. We started this about 8 years ago. Kelly Morford is the, and I guess I can say I'm his pinch hitter today because he is busy with my grandkids today. He's married to our youngest daughter.
So he's pinch hitting for you, too.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And Kelly's been the Legion baseball coach here. He's got a great group of other people involved in the Legion program here with Doc Foss and a lot of his other coaching staff, and been a great program for the youth. And as a lot of nonprofit groups, you know, they always struggle in what can we do to make money and what can we do to keep the program alive. And a few years ago, through the efforts of my daughter and Kelly and John Morford, Kelly's dad, who lives in Miles City, who longtime family friend of Taylor's.
Oh, I think I spoke with John recently about the Bucking Horse Sale.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. John's chairman of the Bucking Horse Sale in Miles City. And we had this idea to start a Dinner on the Diamond, and what that is, and it started out a little bit smaller. We had a target our first year of 80 people, and the idea of that was to put up two big tents out on the baseball field, right out on the in the outfield, actually, and serve a sit-down prime rib dinner to 80 people to generate income for the ball team. And so it started out with 80, and then the next year it was 100, and then the next year it was 120, and then we went up to like 180, and then this year, and it continued to grow. Wow. Like that, and it's been just a super event. A lot of support in the community, a lot of support from local businesses. This last year, we hit about 250 people for the Dinner on the Diamond, and John Morford's been instrumental in making that happen because he has been our master at the Traeger pellet grill.
Well, I was going to ask, you know, when this is like a one-day event. And yeah, when you're feeding 250 people in one day.
We start that early in that week, getting everything set up. Yeah. We have outstanding support from the baseball players themselves and a lot of volunteers where we set everything up a couple of days ahead of time. And then the night before when we set it up, John serves up a great barbecued rib dinner for all the volunteers and people that help set up the event. And then we have the sit-down event usually at the first weekend in June when school gets out. We serve the 250 people. We have a silent auction. We have some live auction. We have a little entertainment. We have a bluegrass group from River Bend out.
Wow.
That comes in and supports the event. And so it really turns out well, but it's definitely a community effort. But baseball is a big thing for the local community, a great thing for the youth. Brings a lot of people to town during the summer. They host several baseball tournaments throughout the summer, and of course that all translates into room nights and different things for the community. And all in turn helps one another, and it also helps the program get sponsorship. So
the growth of that just kind of amazes me a little bit. I don't have a ton of time here. I guess I got about 1 minute, so I'm not sure I can get into the international special attractions, a business that you're a part of, but you host a lot of these kinds of events, and they probably don't happen without Toro Piros all over the place.
No, yeah, and what we do with International Special Attraction, just to be quick, we produce fair and festival entertainment all across the country. My daughter Patricia heads up everything in the Rocky Mountain region. She does all the fair entertainment, secures headliner talent for the different fairs, especially in Montana, Idaho, Wyoming, and anything, and also chamber events and festivals outside of the fair. This last weekend she was in Lewistown for the Central Montana Fair. This weekend she'll be in Glasgow, and so we still get back to the eastern part of the state quite frequently during the fair season. But and then we also produce large-scale indoor holiday attractions, and those are in different large market cities throughout the U.S.
So. I take it she's a big Toro Piro for you.
Pardon me?
I take it she's a big toe rope hero.
Oh, yes, she is, most definitely.
Yeah. Thank you, Gary. I appreciate that. Gary Felstead is with us here. We got maybe just 20 seconds and not enough. Just to mention, Paul Bunn was nominated as well for all the work that he had done in this community. Charlie Decker started the Rocky Mountain Elk Foundation, a logging family, which has now moved to... Talk about toe rope heroes. You Can Talk, Lincoln County, and Libby, Montana. We'll see you tomorrow in Kalispell. For all of us here, I'm Tom Schultz. Thank you. Take care.